Oasis Audio presents A Matter of Trust by Lise Wheel with April Henry, read for you by Eleni Papageorge. One may smile and smile and be a villain. Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 5. Chapter 1. If life was like a play, then the director had the ultimate power. The power to blight men's lives or to give them what they most longed for. Even the power to utter the ultimate yes or no. Tonight was a special engagement, one night only, never to be repeated. The stage was a 100-year-old two-story house lit from top to bottom as if electricity cost nothing. The director watched from the quiet residential lane. At the director's side was the killer. It was a walk-on role with no dialogue. Now for the lead actress to make her entrance. Anticipation grew, thrumming like a bowstring. But where was she? Ah, there. In the basement by the window, phone clamped between ear and shoulder, pulling a box from a shelf. The director nodded, and the killer raised the gun. The lead bent over and set the box on the floor. Then she knelt beside it, dropping from view before the killer could take aim. The director motioned for the killer to wait. Exhaling slowly, the killer lowered the gun. It was all right there on Facebook, Mia Quinn said into the phone as she tugged at the lid on the blue plastic 18-gallon storage tub. Darren's dad made screen captures in case anyone tries to take anything down. He showed me a few of them. Facebook is God's gift to prosecutors, Colleen Miller said. A couple of months ago, I had this defendant on the stand. He swore on his mama's grave that he didn't sell drugs and that he'd never even help.